Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. Jean Beisler, whom we know as Pretty Miss Norma Jean, getting us going here today with Feeling Mighty Fine. She came from Wellston, Oklahoma, and today calls Brady, Texas, home. Her first national exposure came in 1955 on the Ozark Jubilee in Springfield, Missouri. Porter Wagner was a guest on the same show, and that's where they met. Nashville seemed to be the bigger calling card. So in 1957, she made the move, and in 1961, she successfully auditioned for the Porter Wagner television show in Nashville. She was a regular performer there for 6 years, 1961 to 67. Norma Jean left the show, moved to another state to be married. She was so popular, newcomer Dolly Parton found it difficult to fill her spot on the television show. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. One of the top charting female vocalists of the 1950s and 60s was Connie Francis. She passed on July the 16th, 2025 at 87. Here's Connie with Peace in the Valley.
But I must go on till the Lord comes to call.
Glory, glory.
Emily Brown, When I Lay My Burdens Down, and Connie Francis with Red Foley's Peace in the Valley. Connie sold over 100 million records, placing her among the best-selling music artists in history. The first woman to place 3 number one hits on the charts, and the most popular female artist in the United States from 1958 to 64. In 1964, when Hank Williams Jr. was 15, they recorded an album of country favorite duets. Family Brown was founded in 1967 by Papa Joe Brown. Joe was born in West Leicester, not far from Amherst, on August the 30th, 1925. The family band would take home 18 Canadian Country Music Association awards, and Papa Joe Brown left us in 1986 at age 60. Inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1989. Friends, I have a few patriotic songs on today's program left over from last week's show. Pop singer Jimmy Rogers has for us the 1963 Vietnam War song, Doesn't Anybody Know My Name, written by Rod McEwen. And then we'll hear from a true legend, Joe King, from Cheticamp, Nova Scotia. His real name was Lionel LeBlanc. It appears he was a favorite and a fixture in the Toronto area during the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Joe released an album on cassette and 8-track tape called Lackady 375, an all-French album, and a vinyl album on the Star label called Anything's Better Than Nothing, featuring Corrine C. or Corrine Camus. He was associated with Rainbow Records out of Toronto, and from 1985 to 87, Joe released 5 45 RPM records. During 1965, he performed at the local clubs in and around Toronto and was a favorite at that time. He never forgot his roots and made many return trips back to his home of Cheticamp, Nova Scotia. He passed on August the 23rd, 2007, but I have no idea how old he was. All I know is he died from cancer. He requested no wake or no funeral, but asked his friends to organize a concert in his memory with proceeds for cancer research. And as I said, Joe King, whose real name was Lionel LeBlanc, was a true legend in his hometown of Cheticamp, Nova Scotia. And you can find 4 of Joe's songs on YouTube. So friends, it's Jimmy Rogers, the pop artist, with the Vietnam War song, Doesn't Anybody Know My Name, followed by Joe King with one of Grandpa Jones' songs, Falling Leaves.
I've been away so long, fought a war that's come and gone. Doesn't anybody know my name? My sister's up and wed, my mama has took to bed. Now my old dog Red's gone lame. Please tell me if you can, what time do the trains roll in?
2:10, 6:18,
10:44.
The house is falling down, no use in hanging round. Doesn't anybody know my name? The girl I left behind, she's gone with a friend of mine. I don't have to read a sign to know things ain't the same. Please tell me if you can, what time do the trains roll in?
2:10, 6:18,
10:44.
You can't go far away on just a soldier's pay. Doesn't anybody know my name? used to be when I could see everybody wanted me. Now nobody comes to see a blind man catch a train. Please tell me if you can, what time do the trains roll in?
2:10, 6:18,
10:44. Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
By the graveside of this near-forgotten man, on this cold November morning, here I stand, thinking of the friends he lost for love of gold. This old story through the years has often told. Fallen leaves lying scattered on the ground, birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Some folks live a longer life and never thrill to a feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late when they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground. Of every man, make me stop and always lend a helping hand. Then when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. To your grave, there's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fold. And when you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away.
Joe King from Shedacamp, Nova Scotia, with one titled, Falling Leaves. My friend George Rout from St. Catharines, Ontario, played dobro on many of Joe's recordings. Friends, next is Hugh X. Lewis. He came out of Kentucky, charted 15 songs in 15 years, 1964 to 79. He worked for a short time for CBC Television here in Canada. In 1972, he hosted his own television show out of Nashville called the Hugh X. Lewis Country Club. He wrote BJ the DJ, a number one hit for Stonewall Jackson in 1963. Hugh has a recitation for us. This one is called Mr. Policeman, and I'd like to send this one out to retired RCMP officer Ron Urquhart here in Pugwash, and I'll bet Ron can relate to much of the contents of this number. After Hugh X. Lewis, we'll hear from Nova Scotia's Fraser Newcomb. My tribute to veterans was written by Fraser. So friends, right now, it's Hugh X. Lewis with one titled, Mr. Policeman.
Dear Mr. Policeman, after seeing several television, newspaper, and magazine accounts of police brutality, it prompted me to take paper and pen and just write you a little note of encouragement, 'cause it seems to me like you need a friend. You see, sir, I know that every day you're confronted with drunken driving, dope peddling, vice and murder, riots and looting, just to mention a few. What could be worse than all these things? Now, I don't believe in brutality, Mr. Policeman, and I know neither do you. I'm just an ordinary citizen who has a teenage son, and I've done everything that I know to do to bring that boy upright and make a good citizen of him. But there might still be times when I'll have to call on you. Now, please, officer, don't get the idea that I don't love my son. I do, and he's one of the best. And it's just because that I do love him so much that I'm now making this request. Mr. Policeman, should you ever catch my boy drunk and driving, be firm, because careless, reckless driving and running wild has caused you many times to have to try and comfort a grieving mother who has just lost a little child. And if you see my teenage son with alcohol even in his possession, be firm. Make him stop and think. 'Cause thousands of crimes are committed every day by young people under the influence of drink. And officer, if you catch my boy inciting to riot, be firm. 'Cause riots lead to looting, breaking, and burning. Then nothing is safe. Our business, our lives, or our homes. Not even our institutions of learning. And oh yes, officer, when you catch that dope peddler on the street corner selling to our kids, be firm and let him scream and let him yell. But before we let him make addicts of our school children, together, let's see him in hell. And sir, should you catch my boy with drugs, be firm, 'cause you know what an addict will do for kicks. Only to find when the drug is wearing off, they'll rob, steal, or even kill for a fix. Well, Mr. Policeman, I know that you take the highest risk and you make the lowest pay. You're called a pig, shot at, spit on, you're kicked and you're cussed. But if keeping law and order and doing your job requires being firm and strong, then, Mr. Policeman, be firm if you must.
Veteran out here. a thank you and a medal of gold. Now I'm a veteran out here in the cold. I don't understand it, so I'm asking you please, try helping us veterans out here on the streets. We don't like to beg, we'll take what we get. All we are asking is a little respect. Tears filled my eyes as I bid him goodbye. I felt so ashamed, I just sat down and cried. We can't give them shelter to cover their bones. If it wasn't for them, we'd have no home. Yes, they are the veterans who fought for this land. Now that they're old, no one gives a damn. No food, no shelter to cover their bones. They're just old veterans out there all alone. Just old veterans out there all alone.
Fraser Newcomb from Tangier, Nova Scotia, with one he wrote, My Tribute to Veterans, and you heard Hugh X. Lewis with Mr. Policeman. Hugh made it to age 90, but COVID-19 took him in 2020. Another Vietnam War song is the 1967 recording My Buddy Carl by Victor Lundberg. And if you will, please give this one some added attention as it takes you to where you don't think you are going. And then we'll hear from the Kingston Trio with their version of The Reverend Mr. Black. And this is the first time I've played this song by the Kingston Trio.
I'm an American officer in Vietnam. It isn't an easy task. In fact, with the actions of some of my countrymen, it isn't easy being an American, even in America. By today's standards, it may be important to some of you to know I am a white American. To many, this factor must be known before they can judge my ability and worth. You know, men get close in war. Two of my men were killed just a day apart by snipers. Enemy snipers, not rioting neighbors. I found a letter on the second boy's body he'd written to his congressman, and I thought its contents might help you select the next color scheme in your judgment of man. Dear sir, I'm writing to you because I have no mother and father, and my chaplain agreed there was an outside chance you could help. Now, I didn't vote for you because I'm not old enough, but if you can help me, I promise I will when I'm 21. My buddy Carl got himself killed yesterday. He was a great guy, sir. He never did anything great that you'd ever hear about, but he was my friend. He saved my life 3 times, but that's not why he's my friend. It was because he was a man that cared. Carl and I talked a lot. Except when we were pinned down in a mud hole and both too scared to talk. We planned to do things together when we got home, like trying to do something about all the hate and the lawlessness in our hometown. Carl used to say, Jeff, it isn't all the people, it's hoods, bigots, and hate mongers. And he said people were trying to replace moral obligation with legislation. And the credibility gap between man, his God, and his conscience was widening. Carl was a smart man. He was my friend. And I'd like to apologize for the water spots on this letter. It isn't raining. I just loved my friend. Sir, Carl and I hope that if we got killed over here, we'd get together in heaven. And he worried about maybe with all the hate and prejudice on earth, heaven might be segregated. And we discussed the futility of you people attempting to legislate morality. But just in case, would you do me a favor? Introduce a bill to integrate heaven. I honestly believe I'll go to heaven when I die. But I don't want to go if my friend is not there. And he felt that if God could condemn a whole race of people because of the beliefs and actions of a few, he might have a problem getting in. You see, sir, my buddy Carl was white.
He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean. At first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. One look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, I want you to know. He could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack. The folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing.
You got to work at Lonesome Valley. You got to work it by yourself. But nobody else ever walking for you. You got to work.
Ever I could have thought this man in black was soft, had any yellow up his back. I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and it wasn't to pray. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door, then he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like a kick of a mule. My way of thinking, took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. That's what he did, Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men. Then he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said,
you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself, but nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself.
It's been many years since we had to part. Guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, I don't regret it. I hope I'll always be a credit to his memory, 'cause I want you to understand, the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man.
You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk. Walk it by yourself. One more time. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. You got to walk.
The Kingston Trio from their 1963 Capitol Records album titled The Kingston Trio No. 16. I would assume that was their 16th album. Billy Ed Wheeler and Jed Peters wrote The Reverend Mr. Black, and I was surprised to see that it charted at number 8 on the Hot Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart in 1963 for the Kingston Trio. My Buddy Carl was Victor Lundberg, and writer credit goes to Robert R. Thompson. My friend Jess Paul from Gambo, Newfoundland, lost his beautiful wife, Margaret Rose Paul, back on May the 5th, 2025, from Alzheimer's. She was only 69. Jess is a well-known Newfoundland artist, close friends with Michael T. Wall, and Jess performed the Toronto circuit with Michael T. a number of years back, and he went on to record several CDs. And like most of us from that era, Jess is a big Hank Williams fan. I've selected Jess Paul singing the James D. Vaughan song, My Loved Ones Are Waiting for Me, in memory of his lovely wife, Margaret Rose. And this is from myself and Michael T. Wall. And Jess, we extend to you our prayers and condolences. After Jess Paul, it's the Wilburn Brothers, and this is another Vietnam patriotic song, Little Johnny from Down the Street.
When I shall cross over that dark moving tide, oh, what a glad meeting thou be. Or close by the beautiful pearly white gate, my loved ones are waiting for me. Waiting for me, they're waiting for me. Oh, what a glad meeting thou be.
I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Who threw a brick through my front glass?
Little Johnny from down the street.
Who's been digging up the courthouse grass?
Little Johnny from down the street.
Who's been pulling little James' pigtails? Who filled the whole street up with nails? Turned the neighbors 30 shades of pale?
Little Johnny from down the street.
I
tried to find and whip that kid, but he ran off somewhere and hid. He blames other kids for the things he did.
Little Johnny from down the street,
who turned a garter snake loose in school, who put frogs in the swimming pool, who taught the other kids how to cuss, and put little brother on the interstate bus.
Little Johnny from down the street.
Who's that boy that's all grown up?
Little Johnny from down the street.
Who fell head over heels in love?
Little Johnny from down the street.
And wouldn't you know, it's the same little girl that used to cry when he pulled her curls. Now Jane thinks Johnny is her whole world.
Little Johnny from down the street.
Then orders from his country came, he pulled out on the midnight train. Now Jane is crying with a different pain
for little Johnny from down the street.
Who is it everybody misses now? The neighborhood's quiet where it used to be loud. Who is it won't be coming home? Died in a foreign land all alone.
Little Johnny from down the street.
For people like me, he gave his life. He made the biggest sacrifice. Never had a chance to make Jane his wife.
Little Johnny from down the street.
Little Johnny from down the street.
The Wilburn Brothers, Teddy and Doyle, Little Johnny from Down the Street. That's from their Decca album of the same name, a Larry Whitehead song. And you heard Jess Paul from Gambo, Newfoundland, My Loved Ones Are Waiting for Me, in memory of his wife, Margaret Rose, whom he lost back on May the 5th, 2025. A couple more of my friends are on tap. First, it's Country Bill Huey with a Jim Reeves song, We Thank Thee. Bill always does a great job singing the songs of Jim Reeves. And then it's Big Al Traynor from Oshawa, Ontario, with one of his compositions, He Died for You and Me. Big Al has released more than 30 CD albums, and he played the big doghouse bass and other instruments to the left side of Smiley Bates for a good 25 years. He also worked as an iron rigger and for Ontario Hydro. And friends, here's Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Famer, Country Bill Huey, and this one's called We Thank Thee.
We thank Thee each morning for a newborn day, where we may work the fields of new-mown hay. We thank Thee for the sunshine and the air that we breathe, O Lord. We thank Thee. Thank Thee for the rivers that run all day. Thank Thee for the little birds that sing along the way. Thank Thee for the trees and the deep blue sea, O Lord, we thank Thee. Oh yes, we thank Thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. Thank Thee each day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank Thee for the field where the clover is grown. Thank Thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank Thee for Thy love so pure and free, O Lord, we thank Thee. Oh yes, we thank Thee, Lord, for every flower that blooms, birds that sing, fish that swim, and the light of the moon. Thank Thee each day as we kneel and pray, that we were born with eyes to see these things. Thank Thee for the fields where the clover is grown. Thank thee for the pastures where cattle may roam. Thank thee for thy love so pure and free, O Lord. We thank thee.
Ago, they say they hung a young man here one day. A young carpenter from Nazareth was to die. The greatest man we ever knew was to die for me and you. And many who saw it happen knew not why. They put the nails in his hands, they put the nails in his feet. Speared him in his side, they say, to help him die. For 3 hours he hung there, a crown of thorns was in his hair. And many who saw it happen knew not why. The young man from Galilee, hanging there for you and me. Was there any reason he should die? Did no crime, it's understood. Now he's hanging on that wood. And many who saw it happen knew not why. Watched in vain, Jesus hung up there in pain. They knew the Son of God was going to die. 3 days later to the day, the stone was rolled away. And lived, and those who saw it knew not why. They put the nails in his hands, they put the nails in his feet. Speared him in his side, they say, to help him die. For 3 hours he hung there, a crown of thorns was in his hair. And many who saw it happen knew not why. Jesus died for you and me, so from sin we could be free. God the Father said his only Son would die. And to this very day we know that Jesus died that way. Only now I think we know the reason why. Only now I think we know the reason why.
Big Al Traynor, he died for you and me, and Al wrote that one. He's still recording with Paul Evans at Ambassador Studios in Oshawa, and you heard Country Bill Huey with We Thank Thee. Country Bill opened for Carole Baker at the CEC Center in Truro a few years back. Award-winning songwriter and evangelist Billy Chernoff, a native of Grand Forks, British Columbia, is next, and as far as I can see, he's released 6 CDs and 1 DVD that tells his life story. His recordings are made in Nashville, and he also sings about rodeo cowboys, about love won or lost, circuit-riding cowboy preachers, and he easily adapts to singing around the campfire. Dear Lord, Pray for Me is from his Circle of Grace album, issued in 2010. Billy Chernoff wrote all 10 songs on the album.
I was down in the bottom of a mighty deep canyon. The debt that I owed had pulled me down low. By the grace of the Father, Jesus came and he touched me, and out of debtor's prison he bought back my soul. Pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
dear Lord, pray for me. And I will spend my whole life waiting on you. Now help me understand what it is you have me do. Tell me what to say, Lord, show me what to do. There I was on the top of a mighty high mountain, written in the book of life, I saw my name. Oh, I could see far away, off in the distance, that living life for me now would never be the same. Pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
dear Lord, pray for me. And I will spend my whole life waiting on you. Now help me understand what it is you'd have me do. Tell me what to say, Lord, show me what to do. Pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
dear Lord, pray for me.
Pray for me.
And I will spend my whole life waiting on you. Help me understand what it is you'd have me do. Tell me what to say, Lord, show me what to do. Pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
pray for me,
dear Lord, pray for me.
Billy Chernoff from British Columbia, one called Dear Lord, Pray for Me. Friends, that's just about it for today, and it's my hope that you enjoyed the program. The Valley Gospel Ramblers will close the gospel trail today. Their CD, Walking with Jesus, came out in 2007 with 12 tracks. Some high-class talent on this one. Musicians are Alf Dalton, Graham Moorhead, Wendell Bootler, Rick Spinney, Andrew Kent, and Ryan Roberts. Alf served 24 years in Canada's military, with postings in Germany and Egypt. Born in Waterville, Nova Scotia in 1940, he produced a bluegrass radio program for 12 years, and he was director of the Down East Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival for many years. Alf Dalton is on lead vocals, a great title. I might not be here until tomorrow, and I can assure you that's 100% true. It's the Valley Gospel Ramblers taking us home.
Each brand new morning, I never know what lies in store for me. But first of all, I thank the Lord in heaven, who gave his life so I could be set free. I might not be here till tomorrow, I'm living now on borrowed time. When Jesus calls me home to heaven, that's when all his treasures will be mine. The tradesmen of this world are very gifted. I believe their talents came from God. He alone made land and sky and ocean. He's the greatest master of them all. I might not be here till tomorrow, I'm living now on borrowed time. When Jesus calls me home to heaven, that's when all his treasures will be mine. The moon attest their glory to him. He alone created everything, but none can match the beauty of our Savior. From morn to night his praises I will sing. I might not be here till tomorrow, I'm living now on borrowed time. When Jesus calls to heaven. That's when all his treasures will be mine. That's when all his treasures will be mine.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.